Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to the last episode in our series, Tales from the Animal Sphere. Yeah? Well, before we go ahead, I would like to wish all my dear listeners a very happy, happy Easter. May this joyful season of Easter fill your heart and your family with renewed hope, love, and peace. Yes? Now, since this is the last episode, I thought what better way to end it than by having all our characters that we have seen so far into a single story, yes? Well, for that, firstly, you need to imagine that you are teleported to a date in the past. Suppose we are going back in time to 1990s, yes? Now, there's a reason specifically. Because we're going to see a story where we're going to have these elevators that were manually operated. Now, for the ones who may not be aware, right now we have elevators which are electronically operated, correct? You enter the elevator, you press the button of the floor you want to go to, and then woof, you reach your destination, correct? In between, if there are some other passengers, they press their respective floor numbers, and the same number reflects into the elevator, inside the elevator, right? That specific number lights up and it stops at the respective places, and that's how all of us reach our destinations, correct? Now, what used to happen back then is you used to have a manually operated elevator. So we used to have like an attendant, elevator attendant who used to be present in the elevator. So as soon as you go enter the elevator, you tell the attendant which floor you want to go in, and then he operates it manually. Similarly, if someone else is there at some other floor, it is manually stopped for the passenger to get in, and then that's how the cycle goes. Okay. So, we are going back to the 1990s where we have a manually operated elevator, and we have to imagine we are in a departmental store, okay? Now, departmental store has a lot of floors and a lot of fun stuff, shopping and a lot of things that we do, correct? And especially if it's a day like today, Easter, we're going to have a lot of visitors in the department store, yes? People who are going to be coming to buy gifts, buy sweets, buy a lot of things, you know, for Easter, for gifting to their friends, families, and a lot of buzzing around that's going to be there in the department store. Now, the same situation, imagine in the animal sphere. Yes, a lot of imagine, right? Sorry, you have to try and just get this picture proper. So now, in the animal sphere, we are going to have all our furry friends, all the characters we have seen so far in the department store, because they are celebrating Easter, they are buzzing around buying stuff, and the department store is completely crowded. Now, Daniel the Spaniel was the elevator attendant in one such large departmental store. So we are going to see today how the day went for Daniel the Spaniel. Let us see what all adventures is he going to encounter today, okay? So with that background, I hope you've got the imagination right, the picture is in front of you. With that, we go ahead into our episode for the day, listeners, and here we go. Get ready, set, and we go. The Elevator Attendant. Daniel the Spaniel was the elevator attendant in a large department store. All day long he operated the elevator up and down, dressed in his beautiful red uniform with his bright gold buttons. At first sight, you might think that his job was monotonous, but in actual fact, no 2 days were ever the same. For example, today turned out to be a day full of catastrophes and disasters. It all started in the morning when a large clumsy pig got into the elevator and thrust a corner of her parcel into Osprey's eye. The remarks the ladies made to each other were, to say the least, not very complimentary. When Daniel the Spaniel was trying to soothe the ladies, he forgot to look where he was going, and the elevator zoomed right past the third floor, where a very busy crocodile had especially asked him to stop. But never mind, he managed to stop between two floors. He reversed again to the third floor, dropped off his angry passenger, then set off on his complicated maneuvers again, while all his other passengers mumbled and muttered.
We didn't come here to go up and down like yo-yos. It's about time you learned to do your job properly, young man.
They cried. And after lunch, things got worse. In fact, the elevator began to look more like a boxing ring. This is how it all started. Candy, the little kitten, dropped some of her chocolate ice cream onto Mrs. Busybody's new coat. Now, Mrs. Busybody was a grumpy old goose and she jumped backwards.
"Why don't you look what you're doing, you silly young creature?" she squawked. As she jumped backwards, she knocked the Pekingese over, who fell onto a very prickly porcupine. The Pekingese rubbed her scratches and started to yap and snap at the porcupine, who backed into a corner, his quills bristling.
Terence the toad tried to intervene, but as he shuffled over to them, he stuck the end of his umbrella into Mrs. Busybody's face.
"It's all your fault, you silly young cat!" shrieked the nasty goose, and Candy burst into tears.
As her eyes filled with tears and blurred her sight, she stumbled and dropped the rest of her ice cream into Mrs. Busybody's handbag. That was just too much for Mrs. Busybody, and if the Pekingese hadn't held her by the tail, she would have rushed over and nipped Candy. Daniel the Spaniel, who was trying not to laugh, had a marvelous idea. He set off the alarm bell. The loud bell soon brought the passengers back to their senses.
What is it? What's happening?
They asked all at once. Daniel was quick to take advantage of this sudden lull in the storm, and he stopped the elevator at the sixth floor and shouted in a stern voice, "Sixth floor! Everybody out! Get down!" And he got rid of all his troublesome passengers. But well, that wasn't the last disaster of the day. At 4 o'clock in the afternoon, there was a sudden rush of passengers, and before he knew it, Daniel the Spaniel was operating an overloaded elevator. There was Mrs. Piglet, Raccoon, Grandmother Centipede, and Mouse in one corner, and then French Lamps under the care of their teacher, a dreamy crane, in the other corner. They all wore school uniforms and chatted happily about their visit to the foreign department store. Then, suddenly, at 4 o'clock exactly, between the fifth and the sixth floors, the elevator broke down. Yes, broke down. Daniel the Spaniel pulled and tugged and pushed and shoved the controls, but the engine was dead. His passengers began to feel nervous.
"I want to go down to the ground floor," cried Mrs. Piglet. Give me some fresh air. I feel ill," moaned the mouse. The raccoon kept saying, goodness me, over and over again. And as for the French school children, they burst into happy laughter.
But then, one warning look from their teacher, who always kept order, soon quietened them down. But Daniel was in command of the situation. "Quiet now, keep calm, don't panic. Women and children first," he shouted, together with lots of other phrases that he knew he should use in such difficult circumstances. But once he had decided that the alarm bell was well and truly wedged, he decided to take more positive action. So, taking a deep breath, he barked, "Help! Help!" Immediately, the other staff in the store organized some help, and in less than 10 minutes, the prisoners were finally rescued, much to Daniel's relief. The owner of the store, a large marabout who stammered rather badly, congratulated Daniel on his prompt action and told him to take Monday and Tuesday off as his reward. Well, do you know, Wednesday is already his weekly off, so that gives him a bonanza 3 days of holiday. And listeners, with that we wrap up our episode for today. Yes? Well, I guess Daniel got the perfect Easter gift, yeah? And I really wish I too get such a news soon. It would be so good. I mean, who would not enjoy getting 3 days off at a stretch as a holiday? Yes, it's a super duper news. And well, Daniel truly deserved it for all the patience he showed in such a circumstance. He really deserved this reward. Yes. Well, being an elevator attendant is definitely not an easy job. I'm sure the story has showed that. And it does require a lot of these so-called soft skills, because you need to manage so many people day in and day out, each of them having their individual moods, and you need to be able to handle all of them in an appropriate manner. It's a very, very tough job, yes? And yeah, really happy that he got the gift that he really deserved. So with that, wishing all my dear listeners once again a very happy, happy Easter, and wishing all of you a wonderful, wonderful start to the week ahead, yes? If you happen to have any queries, don't ever hesitate to drop your feedbacks at my email ID, sishu_katha@outlook.com. You can also drop your comments at my Twitter handle @RoshniSK. I would be waiting to hear from you, your feedbacks, your comments, and do share them, yes? So with that, I'll see you soon next week, possibly with a trailer to a new series. I hope I managed to make one. So yes, stay tuned, and I'll see you soon next week. Okay, bye bye listeners, see y'all.